KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There's been a major development in a case involving the alleged leaking of 2024 matric results. The Hawks have arrested a 21-year-old man who allegedly sold the results online for 100 rand. The complaint was lodged by the Department of Education on Sunday, following reports of the leak just days before the official release. The case was transferred to the Hawks for further investigations. In a statement, the Hawks say they swooped down on a house in Johannesburg yesterday, where they found various electronic gadgets and an unlicensed shotgun with live ammunition. The suspect will be detained for the unlawful possession of a firearm, while further investigations into the breach will continue. Meanwhile, in KZN, the Education Department says police in Amanzimtoti have recovered stolen stationery and a delivery truck. The truck was hijacked yesterday at Ezimbogodweni Primary School with A4 paper worth over 160,000 rand stolen at gunpoint. There were no injuries. The department cited ongoing security challenges in various schools that are hampering efforts to deliver educational resources. To the Northwest Province, where the DA is calling for a commission of inquiry to be established over operations at a mine in Stilfontein. Over 1,900 illegal miners have resurfaced at the Bultfontein mine since August last year, with 78 dead. The DA says an inquiry is needed to determine the consequences of the state's failure to address illegal mining activities. And abroad, after more than a year of fighting in Gaza, an agreed ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is expected to be officially approved later today. Yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu refused to gather his cabinet to give the final sign-off, accusing the militant group of last-minute blackmail. The six-week initial agreement is expected to begin on Sunday. Saeed Alusha's relatives were killed in overnight airstrikes soon after the ceasefire announcement on Wednesday.
We were waiting for the truce and were happy. It was the happiest night since October the 7th. Suddenly, after an hour, we received the news of the martyrdom of 40 people from the Alush family, including my uncle.
These people from Jewish and Palestinian communities in London have mixed feelings.
I hope this will be the end. The ceasefire is good in everywhere.
It's not a perfect deal, but it's a deal.
It's good for both sides. The whole area will get some respite.
There should be no negotiations whatsoever for hostages who are innocent people who are taken.
Those clips courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front back home, cloudy conditions in some parts of KZN today. Durban and Richards Bay reach a high of 27 degrees. Pietermaritzburg, 26.
And coming up in your sports, we have our first major upset at the Australian Open. And I'll let you know who that is. Amad Diallo with a hat-trick for United in their win against Southampton. And of course, it's all about the Sharks this weekend. Can they make it through to the Champions Cup playoffs? I'll let you know at 7:30.